Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single story display home in the state. Distinctivehomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Hello, good morning. We're a day closer to the grand final. How are you, Roo?
Thank God. That means I don't have to sleep much more.
No, that's right.
Gee, it's hard to sleep at the moment. You're not off because you're that tired. Wake up and your just mind's just running wild.
Yep. So and of course, everywhere you go, it's all everyone's talking about. So it is an amazing thing in this town, and you've just got to get caught up in it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And the boys head off to Melbourne today. The Crows boys have had their training. They'll be recovering this morning, heading over this afternoon. And we wish all the people that are going on the road today a safe trip as well. Ditch, you're one of them. You're heading over today. And
yep.
Alice the Wag's heading over today by car. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of supporters, both Crows and Port, and neutral supporters heading over to Melbourne today. So, drive carefully.
An exciting couple of days. Now, we've got a bit of a treat coming up for our listeners later on. When we were down at Crows training yesterday, we had the equipment, the radio equipment, and whilst you and I were watching training, we looked around, and the Ricciuto kids have commandeered the radio gear. They got the headphones on and the microphones, and they're interviewing each other. And it was very funny. What they didn't realise, Roo, is that Iron Hayden back here was recording them.
Oh, good on you, Haydo.
And there is some gold. Don't worry. We're going to play it a bit later on.
Have we had it legaled?
Well, it's up there with my wife watching Bachelorette, I can
have
tell you.
Have you asked for permission to play it, Ditch? Well, you're good at doing that.
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You think I would have learnt after last time?
I might ring Dennis Donito and sue you.
Hey, Sam Newman will join us because tonight's the Channel 9 Grand Final footy show.
Oh, that'll be a huge show. And we've got the Mayor of Richmond, 3-1-2-1 over there. Richmond's on fire. Mick Malloy's going to join us as well. He will be up and about. I've got a feeling he wants to have a bet with me, Ditch. He might have to help me to try and work out what I should put on that for a bit of a wager. We've got the Angels going to join us today as well. And there's plenty of other footy news around as well, including some big mail on Luke Hodge potentially going to Brisbane, all places. So interesting stuff.
All right, big show as usual here this way. Hey, by the way, a reminder, there's a double still to be given away either today or tomorrow morning, all right? We've got one double left for the grand final. One lucky fan, two lucky fans, because it's a double. Ruined Dits here on Triple M, thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, just an update on that ticket situation. I said we've got a double to give away.
Yep.
It'll happen this afternoon on the rush hour, okay?
Yep.
But what do people need to do?
Well, people need to go to triplem.com.au. They need to become Triple M club members, okay? So it's pretty simple. Just go in there, fill it out, go to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final entry form, okay? You have to sign up yourself and a mate, and then the boys this afternoon will give away a double to the Grand Final. Now, if you want to know how valuable they are, some people in Melbourne are selling them at the moment for $4,000 each.
Gee,
so you could win $8,000 worth of tickets is one way of looking at it. For nothing, just by listening to Triple M and joining up to be a Triple M club member.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, making news around the place, Roo. This is a story out of Russia this morning. And you always think, oh, we hear these things from the other side of the world. Are they true? I can tell you it's absolutely true. There's a couple living in a southern city in Russia. They believe are responsible for 30 deaths. Cannibalism.
So killing them, then eating them.
Then eating them. And how this got detected, it's amazing. But
is they hungry?
They were hungry, yeah. As the old saying was, it in Silence of the Lambs, I'm having a friend for dinner.
For Sunday roast.
Yeah.
What are we having?
Yeah.
Calf.
The husband of this couple
bit of thigh, mate,
dropped his phone in the street and didn't realise. And a work crew picked his phone up and were going through it.
Oh, no.
And found all of these photos of dismembered bodies. Yeah, this is how they got done.
No.
So then they handed the phone into police and they've gone and arrested this couple. So it's a husband and wife, and they believe at least 30 people they've eaten as cannibals. Unbelievable.
Jesus. Mm.
So a terrible serial killing story there.
Great bit of news breaking there, Ditch.
Yeah, sorry. Very cheery start of the morning. Sorry.
Top three story.
Well, it is.
No, it is. Absolute ripper.
This one's nearly as absurd, but not quite. I don't think the Americans ever cease to amaze us with their laws and, you know, how they carry on in society. But a fellow called Roy Moore is standing for whatever the seat is, what do they call their pre-selection process in Alabama, in the deep south. Now, he stood up on stage in front of thousands of people with a cowboy hat on and pulled out a gun and started waving the gun around. And just made me think, how would you go if you did this in Adelaide? To express his rights, he said, "I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in all of us carrying a gun.
Yeah.
And I'm here to prove it." And he started wielding
boom,
this gun
boom,
around.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now, how crazy? How crazy is that?
Oh, they are mad. They are gun crazy, Dits. I don't think it'll ever change over there.
No.
They just love it. And they,
if you did that here,
truly believe they have the right to arm themselves.
You might get about 20 years if you pulled out a gun at a rally here and started waving it around.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't be doing that.
No.
You could not be doing that anywhere at the moment.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Except America. Mm.
Now, Roo, you know I've been looking all week for places to go, things to do this weekend.
Oh, Antarctica's booked out, Mongolia's booked.
Can't get to Mars until about 2020, apparently.
No, we found that. Andy Thomas told us that yesterday.
Yeah.
But you could get a ticket to North Korea, just tossing out whether you want to take it.
Yep. Apparently, they're only one-way tickets at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to come back. Mm-hmm. But I found something this weekend. In Queensland, there's a mullet festival.
A mullet festival.
Where's Wayne Phillips when you need him?
A flipper.
Where is he?
Oh, Texan, the big
so
Texan.
So if I can get a wig, I'm heading off to the mullet festival.
Is this new or is this a regular event? Don't know.
I'll find out more, though.
Don't worry. This could be, you know, really some good photo. I'd like to have a look at the photo gallery. Don't worry about the red carpet at the Brownlow. Let's get the brown carpet at the Mullet Festival.
Yeah. I think I've got the clothes. I just haven't got the hair at the moment. I used to when I was a kid, but
So there. You get a wig, you'll be right. You might be able to pull that off, Dits. Yeah. So they reckon that Queensland is the mullet capital of Australia too.
Yep.
I would have thought South Australia would be on the podium.
We'd be up there.
We'd have to be.
Yep. What about we met your mate? Who's the comedian that you didn't
Chris
allow?
Franklin.
Chris Franklin.
Yeah.
That's the best mullet I've seen in a long time. But not only the mullet, the double bunga thongs as well, which I went and bought. He told me where to get them.
He's actually got the full kit.
The double plug thongs, because thongs break too easily when you're a bit clumsy like I am in a pub after a long day.
Oh, when you start slipping,
double bungers.
You have to put the little bread thing on the bottom.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
To put them back in.
Yeah.
So he's got the full outfit. He's got the denim, you know, the worn out denim jeans.
Yep.
He's got a t-shirt underneath. He's got the druggy shirt. He's got the Winnie Reds, and he's got a VB Stubby. Yeah. That's it. Any barracks for North Melbourne.
That. Yeah. Ticks every box.
That's it.
There you go.
I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo. My best mate's name is Robbo.
Oh, there you go. This was making news around the place. In a moment, we're going to hear from Don Pike. We spoke to him yesterday, and boy, did he give me a lecture, Roo, just as he took off. Did you hear what he said to me?
What did he say?
This is off mic, he goes, "Well, you're barracking for us, aren't you?" I went, "Oh, probably not." "Come on, get me on the stage. Put a scarf on. Come on, what are you doing?"
You got a lecture from Pikey.
Put myself.
Hankley usually gives you a mouthful, so you might as well get the coach as well.
I've got coaches coming from everywhere at me. Bashing me about the head.
Get to Mongolia, Dits.
Ruin Dits on Triple M.
Mick Malloy joins Ruin Dits.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me. I'm Mickey.
Now, everyone's emotional. Everyone, whether you're a Crows fan or Richmond fan, is enjoying the build-up. But none like this man. He's taken it to a new stratosphere. He's the mayor of Richmond. He could be captain of Richmond come Saturday. He might even run out with the team.
He might be the coach.
Mick Malloy, good morning.
Only two more sleeps, if you're lucky.
How you going, Mickey?
I can't wait. It's been absolutely bedlam over here. We've just done our morning shift ourselves. We've done a live show. From down in Docklands, the Living Edge came on and did a special rendition of Eye of the Tiger that blew me away. To see it, to believe it. So anyway, how's it going over there, boys?
We're pumped, Mickey. We're absolutely pumped. We had training yesterday down there at Adelaide Oval. We had 10,000
people. Any injuries?
Mitch McGovern's out. Okay.
Sorry to hear it, but kind of happy.
Yeah, kind of happy, yeah.
Anyone else while you're at it?
No, we're all fully fit. We're ready to come over and smash you.
Mate, well, we had a great night last night. I was actually picked to turn on the lights of the town hall, which were bathed in yellow and black, which took so much electricity, probably would have caused a blackout in Adelaide.
Oh, get out.
Easy.
Now, Mick,
when are the guys coming, mate? When are you coming?
We're all coming this afternoon. Ditz is driving over with a carload of lunatics.
Oh, that's like a Thelma and Louise style road trip, that is.
It is. Here
we go. Mate, welcome aboard. We can't wait to host Adelaide. I said it before, they've been the best team of the year, and I just hope it's a classic encounter. At the big G, on the big stage, on the big day.
Well, the teams will be announced later on this afternoon. You're so lucky that thug you've got playing for you got through the tribunal, aren't you?
Mate, they should have apologised to him and given him flowers. That's all I can say. It was unbelievable. Sorry for wasting your time. Hey, if Barry Hall gets 1 week, I think Koch should not have got anything.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that was good footage of Baz finishing off a great career. Hey, Mick, all the best, mate.
Before we go, just a quick one, guys.
Yep.
Well done.
Well done, mate. We'll see you at the MCG, buddy.
See you there, dude.
See ya.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Ru, you remember, what was it, a month ago I got done on my phone scam. Someone said they were sending me a free
iPhone 8.
The brand new iPhone 8.
Mm.
And that was a debacle. And I ended up just getting all these stupid messages all over my phone. I couldn't get rid of it.
Have we even got the iPhone 7 yet or not?
I think so. Right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I got a new one now. So this has been happening for about 5 days now. I'm getting about every 5 minutes, I get my phone goes off and it's a cat message. For example, it's just information about cats. Cats are often lactose intolerant, so stop giving them milk. To cancel daily cat facts, reply text 39332. So I'll let that one go through to the keeper. The world's richest cat is worth $13 million after his human passed away and left a fortune to him.
Are you
enjoying your cat facts? No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. Next one. Some parents have discovered the family cat can help teach children's values of compassion and gentleness. On and on and on.
These
are really, getting these bloody messages.
These are mind blowing. These stats.
Someone now, this has got Tex Walker written all over it. I reckon he has signed me up for something.
Mm.
But what I'm scared of, or do you know?
This is a catastrophe.
Do you know something about this?
Why would I know anything?
Why
about
are you smiling?
Just keep going.
No, but what I'm worried about here is this is what happened with the last scam that happened. Mm. Is that it said if you want to cancel these, press cancel. And when you press cancel, that actually meant you just signed up to
fire
it.
Fire up.
And this one here says to cancel your daily cat facts, reply text 39332. Now, I was about to do that, and I thought, no.
Why don't you do it?
No, because
just give it a go, see what happens.
And they're sending me meow messages as well. Can you believe this?
Oh, beautiful, Dits.
Yeah, you've
always loved cats.
You behind this, are you?
No.
Well, funny, you're just sitting there grinning.
Mate, I've got a grand final to
win. Right, I'll need a technical expert here is Trevor Long. Trevor, good morning. Now, have you heard about these cat facts or not? Or am I the only person in Australia receiving these?
I've never had so much fun listening to someone.
Bloody hell.
Scamming in my life.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for your concern.
No, I haven't heard of it. But let me be very serious first. I'm actually worried for you.
Why?
That those are what we call premium SMS messages, and they're actually costing you money every time they receive them.
Get out.
Them. So there were these services where, you know, you could sign up for, well, maybe Catfax, and, you know, it appears on your mobile bill that you're paying like $2 a message.
What?
Potentially. So what I need you to do first and foremost, and I'm being deadly serious, is ring your telco and ask them whether you are currently getting charged any premium messaging services on your bill. So get them to check your current bill because, mate, if you are being charged dollars. I'm not taking the mickey here. This could actually be. So what someone might have done is sign you up to one of those premium services. Now, it's the funniest one I've ever heard of.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, great.
At the very least, you could start a Twitter account, you know, retweeting the crazy cat facts. But, mate, here's the problem, right? You fell for the sucker scam of the century. You know, a special deal or a free iPhone before the iPhone comes out. Mate, hello. What have we talked about?
I'll rub it in then. Go on.
I feel like you should be grounded because I feel like I'm the dad having a conversation with a kid saying, mate, we've talked about these scams, mate. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
The upside is, Trev, he's got four sets of funeral insurance now, so I'm not sure if his wife's behind it. She's going to knock him off or what's going to happen.
What's the other one, Trevor? Are people complaining about that?
I haven't heard that one specifically, but again, it's a real risk when you sign up for those things that look like a great deal. What you're doing is you're handing over your details. Now, I mean, if it's just your phone number, hey, it's a pest and it's a nuisance and all those things, but never hand over your date of birth and your address, mate, because those are the things that are really,
that's
really
too late,
wrong.
Longy. He's done that.
People are ringing me all through the day now about funeral insurance.
Yeah, mate, just go to the local shop, buy some Spring Valley juice. Under the lid of each one is a fact. It doesn't have to be about cats either.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for that. Gee, no sympathy there.
No, I don't think too many people are in your corner.
Right, I think I'm going to throw this phone into the river and never have a phone again. This is driving me insane.
Yeah, it's been a real catastrophe, dude. Let's get away from this, please.
You are smug about this.
I'm not. Mate,
Is it you and Tex? Just tell me.
Mate, I'm still heartbroken for my cat dying.
Is it you and Tex or not?
I am not saying, I can't give you a running commentary.
Right.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point. Pressure point.
Ruin Dids $1,000 pressure test.
Righto, Roo. Now, we've given away $1,000 a couple of times this week. We're on a roll. Let's keep it going if we can.
It's hard not to when you're up and about. Let's go to Adelaide. G'day, Peter.
G'day, how are you, Roo?
Good, thanks, Pete. What are you up to today?
I do my weekly shop on Thursday. I go down to the central market, about 500 metres away from me.
You like getting in there and having a bit of a cruise around. There's not much better atmosphere in Adelaide than in the central market, is there?
No, it's great down there.
What's your favourite in the market there, Peter? Is there somewhere you stop and have a bit of a coffee and a cake or something? Where do you like?
No, not usually. Do my shopping and come home and have a cup of coffee at home.
Good on you, Pete.
You sound like a good fella.
Righto. Now, Peter, we want to try and get you $1,000. Now, you know it's grand final week, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a few of us driving over to Melbourne.
Are you talking about as the crow flies here, Dits?
Well, the normal way. Okay. We'll be the judge. Now, Peter, if I'm driving to Melbourne, which towns would I go through? Give me 10.
Murray Bridge, Tail and Bend.
Good.
Bordertown.
Yep.
Horsham.
Yep. Good.
Ballarat.
Good. Yes.
Beaufort.
Yes. Crouch Boys. Moffat.
Come a bit closer to Adelaide.
Where was Marty Matler from?
Canalpin. It was a bit tough, Pete. It was a toughie.
Yeah, it was a toughie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Not a bad effort.
Good effort.
What else are we thinking? There's Canalpin, there's...
You could have even said at the Adelaide Hills, couldn't you?
Tintinara.
Going through the towns, going through there.
Tintinara.
Yeah.
All of those in the
Mount Barker.
Yeah, you go
past. Could have said that.
Kai Kai, where Marty Matner came from.
Could have said Mildura if you wanted to go that way.
Coomin Duke. Yeah, Roo talked about it once before, Pete, and he got lost. He was going, from Adelaide to Mildura.
I had to drop something off at Mum and Dad's at Wakery. Anyway, Pete.
Now, Pete, can I ask you a very personal question here? How old are you?
71.
Are you really? Look,
with
our consolation prize here, we might try and sort something else out for you.
Does
he want to go to Midnight Oil? Or?
I reckon Pete could dance like Peter Garrett.
Peter Kelly. What about kids or anything? Have you got anyone that would want to go to see Paul Kelly at the Entertainment Centre, do you think?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You sure?
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. Well done, Pete, for being a good sport. We got tickets to go and see Paul Kelly at Ticker Tech. And I'm not being disrespectful to Paul Kelly here, but I didn't think Pete would want to be bopping around at the Entertainment Centre, but he might have a son or a daughter he can give it to.
Who knows? But he's going to have a good day at the Central
Market. Is where the Crouch Brothers came from, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Yep.
You got Ararat.
Mm-hmm.
Ararat, you go through as well.
Do you?
Yeah. You go through Great Western, where the champagne is.
Really?
Yeah. Neil.
It's Jason McCartney's town.
Yeah. And also,
Keith.
What about Tim Watson? Didn't he come from Neil?
Don't know.
No, he came from Dimboola.
Dimboola.
So that's near Neil.
Okay.
Mm.
Anything else?
No. I've told you my favourite sports score. I've told you this before. My favourite, you know, when you're reading
like
out the sports score.
I like when you tell
score,
the same things over
50
and over
times, because sometimes people don't get it the first
What's
time.
What's this one?
Well, in the this is in the soccer league down there. And the
Where play, at?
In Neil.
Okay.
And South Neil played Neil.
Yeah. What was the score?
He read out the scores. South Neil, 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 Neil. They had a nil all draw, you see.
Bloody hell, that would have been a boring game.
Anyway.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Roo, very funny yesterday. We're down at the Adelaide Oval at training.
Yep.
And your kids came down with Sarah to watch training. And once you and I had finished with the radio equipment, we were sitting at the top of the grandstand there, almost on centre wing, about half forward flank.
Mm-hmm.
And we look around, and I've got a great photo of this too, but your kids have got the headphones on. They've got our microphones and they're interviewing each other and talking about what's happening.
Bit
and anyway,
experience.
Unbeknownst to us, we then spoke to Big Iron Hayden later on. He said, I was rolling on all of that. So he was taping it back here in the studio. Let's have a listen to Roo's kids down at training yesterday.
So today we were
going to be on the radio.
Cut. Everyone just be quiet. I'm going to interview Robert. How does it feel to be on the radio?
Good.
Rocco, who do you think is going to win the grand final?
I feel actually quite good.
What else can you do on the radio?
Little fat chubby dude over there going to get a ball, but the crows just get the ball and big hands out there like, oh, I don't give a crap about this train, but now he just started running. Rocco needs to shut up. Rocco, can you hear me? The big Marco shooter here, but it's going to be a game-changing interview on 7 News.
What are you doing today, Nick?
I am actually feeling quite good. How would you feel when because the Crows are in the grand final?
Good at all times.
Triple M. Oh, no. Don't tell me he's hurt. Oh, shit.
Two.
Oh, that's the crosses we need for Mitch McGovern. Oh, don't tell me he's hurt.
Shit. That's calling it as it is.
Succession planning at its best there on Triple M. Did a good job, the kids.
Very funny.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
7.23, Ruined Dits on Breakfast. It is more than a game. There's no doubt about it. Grand final this coming Saturday, which means, Roo, tonight the Channel 9 Footy Show has its grand final edition. It's become an absolute highlight every single year on the television calendar.
And the star of the show is Sam Newman, and he joins us now. Good morning, Sammy.
Speaking to two of the stars of South Australia. And how excited are you boys must be?
Yeah, we are pretty pumped. It's been 20 years, Sam.
Come on, Roo. Lift your level of cadence. Come on. How excited. It's just tremendous, isn't it? And I can't get a ticket, so I'm not going. But it's fantastic, isn't it?
How will you spend grand final day, Sam? What will you do?
Well, I might go down the beach, get a bit of driftwood and do a bit of whittling. maybe wander in up to me plums just in the very, very cold bay that we've got here just to so I don't get too much of a fever pitch. And then I'll perambulate back to me bed sitter and maybe take out a Beaujolais and sit down and watch the thing unfold in front of me.
Oh, have we got nice. Andrew starting on here? Or
yeah,
Andrew?
Is it the real one? Now, Sam, I want to ask you a Geelong question if I can first up. Gary Ablett Jr. to return to Geelong. Should you take him back with open arms after he walked out and went for the big bucks?
Yeah, I reckon they should. After last week's performance, I reckon the Cats should go through the yellow pages and see if anyone is available in the country that could come down and actually put their heart on the line Ooh. And play for the jumper. I think that would probably be a very... Besides one of our imports that you lent us, Rodney Dangerfield, he was absolutely fantastic this year, and I know I've had a couple of run-ins with him, but he is a star, and if... we took a blueprint of his brain and implanted it into all of the Geelong people. We would be playing on Saturday as well.
You put it into Billy Brownless's brain as well. What's he going to be up to tonight, Sammy? He'll be on fire.
Well, we hope we can just... We've tethered him down to a staging post there. Bill's likely to swell up and explode before the show starts, so we've got him tethered down there. He's a big man, you know. He's going to swell up and actually blow the roof off the stadium at some stage. So we're trying to just keep him, moderate him. But Bill is only good if he has four or five beers. I know you shouldn't say that. We shouldn't talk about drinking because alcohol, drink responsibly. And if you're going to have a gamble, gamble responsibly. There's another thing. We keep being told what to do. How about the AFL? This had nothing to do with gay marriage, incidentally. How about the AFL telling us what to do in our lives about whether we should vote yes or no for gay marriage? Nothing to do with gay marriage. It's the fact that a sporting organisation will get involved in our lives. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
But Sam, do we draw a line just with gay marriage? I mean, surely I've been sort of arguing the rule about this for many years now. How about they just run football? How about we turn up every week and they put on a game of football for us rather than tell me about my social conscience and what I should believe in and what I should support?
Well, that was exactly my point. Thank you. You got the rank and file of Australia, the AFL fans, going to the football. If we're talking about gay marriage, it's half the people going probably have one view and half the other people going have another view. What right is it of the AFL to try and influence people one way or another? Let them decide if we want global warming, obesity, fast foods. It is extraordinary. I can't understand why anyone can't see that point. I will draw the line. People will say and have said, what about when we do the pink lady appeal for breast cancer? Well, that's fair enough because we're trying to keep people alive so they can actually go to the football.
Well,
that's fair enough.
I don't want to debate this forever with you and take the gloss away from the grand final footy show tonight, but look, they're all worthy causes. The fact is, Sam, they are all great causes. I want to go and pay my membership to see my team win a premiership, and that's as complicated as I want it to be honest.
We are in vehement agreement.
Vehement. Sammy, listen.
Vehement agreement. We are absolutely at one on this.
I'll go through the stars of the footy show tonight. Dustin Martin, the Brownlow medalist, is going to be live on stage at Rod Laver Arena. You got Luke Hodge, Stevie J, Maxi Gorn, Shane Crawford. You got both senior coaches, Damien Harwick and Don Pike. Mark Seymour's going to belt out Holy Grail. You got Daryl Braithwaite doing a rendition of Horses. Jimmy Barnes is going to be there. Jessica Malboy as well. So,
how many hours does this go for?
This is going all night. and Eddie will not take a breath for the whole night. No. So, massive show, Sammy. Hope you have an absolute cracker and hope your plums don't get too cold down the beach on Saturday afternoon.
Well, thanks for reading all that out, so I won't have to go to the meeting to see who's on today.
Well, so I knew you wouldn't have gone there, so
there
I
you go. That was your pre-production right there.
Yep, all the best. I hope you have a great day if you're coming over, and it will be a fantastic game. And if you want a tip, I reckon you'll beat the Tigers. I reckon the Tigers are playing above themselves, Ooh. But who knows?
Good on you, Sammy.
Well done, Sammy. So tonight it's the Channel 9 Footy Show. It's always massive, the grand final edition.
Early tonight too, I think. It might even be at
7.30. So good for the kids. The school kids can have a look. And there's always the players' review, isn't there, which kids will love.
That is a massive show coming up tonight.
It is. Big Channel 9 Footy Show tonight.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really. Let's ask the angels.
Our favourite jeweller, Karen's of Hyde Park, for all your jewellery needs.
God. Good morning, angels.
Good morning,
Rudy. It's all falling apart. Batesy. Oh, my headphones are too loud. They're too loud. There's a thing on there called a volume button.
There's no little thing to show that's what it is.
Anyway. Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Rue and Dead.
Very sad today. We're losing another angel, Rue.
You got to get rid of the dead wood.
We put them in the draft. If they're not performing, they go in the draft.
Exactly. You got to turn your list over, Dits.
You do. Exactly. We recruit younger ones, fresher ones. Catherine, you're on the way out. What are you doing?
I was going to say, that's not me because I am the younger one.
What are you doing? You're leaving us.
Leaving. Time to hang up boots.
So you marry a rich bloke, Rue. You don't have to work anymore.
No, it's nothing
not
like
rich,
that.
Dude.
No, thanks, Rue.
He's
thanks
loaded.
So much.
So you're going to be a kept woman now for the rest of your days?
No, I'm still working, but just in a different capacity. Instead of doing 10 jobs, I'm now doing 9.
You're being a mum. You're looking after your kids.
Looking
that's
after
fantastic.
My
right
children.
All right. Good on you. Let's get to our first topic. So many people leaving today, Rue, heading out on the road. What do you like on a road trip?
I love a road trip, dude. Absolutely love it. Better without the kids and just a group of mates. And yeah. That is the ultimate road
trip. That's what I'm doing today. What are the rules on a road trip? Alice the Wag, first up, what have you got for us?
Don't be annoying, which Joel tells me
don't
quite a lot.
Be annoying.
Well, what do you do to annoy him?
Oh, just be me. But I make sure that we have a lot of snacks in the car.
Yeah.
Like a lot of snacks.
Like a peanut butter jar with the lid off, and then you can just stick your finger in it.
Bro, you weren't supposed to tell anyone that.
That's a good one.
You promised me that was going to be
a secret.
I
didn't promise you that at all. I said I'd expose you.
It's totally normal
to
eat
games?
Peanut butter out of the jar. Nah, we don't play games, but we have a really good playlist. You have to have a solid playlist that both people like the songs.
You just listen to Triple M.
Or mainly Triple M, but when you get out of the city, you have to have a playlist. Like a bit of Bruce Springsteen, bit of Greg Champion, bit of Holy Grail, all that kind of stuff will be
Daryl?
Getting it. Yeah, Daryl. But you can't have music that just one person listens to and the other person doesn't.
Right.
It's got to be a team list.
Yeah.
And do you sing?
You're allowed to sing, but sometimes I get told to not sing.
Right. All right, Batesy.
Well, I've been told I'm particularly bad at road trips, which I personally don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's the combination of chips to lolly ratio needs to be perfect.
Right.
And then also, like, the playlist is imperative. But my biggest problem is I start thinking about stuff because I'm bored. And I'm like, so I've been wondering. Mm-hmm. And then it all leads down and opens into this massive can of worms.
That's enough to put you to sleep.
So he turned Netflix on last time and I was streaming it off my phone and it was the best road trip I've ever had.
I once went on a road trip with Batesy and she's just reminded me she is the worst because she's got a tiny bladder. And one time we were stuck in traffic, she had to get out of the car and run into the bushes to go to the toilet. So I jumped in the driver's seat and just drove off.
She was like running up on the side of the road and I had makeup wipes in a bush. Like, and then I had to run and all these people are like driving down.
Cruel. Very cruel. Righto, Catherine, bring some maturity to this discussion, please.
How long is the road trip? Like
8 hours? 9 hours?
To Melbourne.
You ever done that or you just fly?
Fly.
In the rangy.
No, but well, it depends who you're going with. Like if you're going with your partner or husband with the kids, you'd probably play, you know, I Spy. That's really old.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
boring.
Hang on a minute. Okay, that's
we
fine.
We play I Spy.
No, do you There's know what? No okay. Kids. As a mum, if I'm going with the family, I would just get a pillow and go, everyone has to sleep the whole way while the husband drives.
That's good support for the husband.
Yeah.
Very sexist of you.
Put the TV, you know, get the kids on their little TVs or something, keep them quiet.
Righto.
But I always say, you know, boys would always go with their mates, not with partner, like you Dits.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just like Dits is doing. There'd be book reading or...
Well, what would you do, Dits, with all the boys in there?
I'll be reading a novel.
Will you talk? Like, the people, do boys talk about, you know, their feelings?
Talk about the flora, the fauna.
They'll be talking about...
And do you have, like, a travel-sized wine glass? How are you going to have...
Yeah, do you...
Flask. So you spill it. Otherwise, no, you spill it over the bumps. You spill it. Now let's move on. We've had a letter. This is a good topic, I reckon, because I think this comes up quite a bit. Alison from Fulham has written in. She's been at the same job for 20 years. For the first time ever, she's saying here she's got a female boss and she can't handle it.
Why can't she handle it?
They clash like you wouldn't believe. She said never ever had this drama. Never had this drama with her male bosses over the years. And if they sort of said do something, she was happy to do it and conform. All of a sudden, she finds that this woman telling her what to do, she can't handle it. Is this a genuine problem out there or not?
Is this Alison's problem more than the bosses?
Yeah. Alice the Wag.
Mm-hmm. I do love having a male boss. But like even with a PT, if I've tried a female PT and a male PT, and I feel like I do more for the male, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, we it's know. Like, yeah.
Not, no, not in that way. Like, you I'm not trying to impress him.
Yes, you are.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Well, then what's behind
I'm
it then?
I'm not. I think it's because girls become annoying and naggy, like, in that situation, like, of telling me to do something, and because she's on the same level as me, then I
don't
get
respond.
Annoyed. Mm. Whereas the man, I don't know. I just feel like they control me a bit better.
Mm. Mm. Batesy, does it bother you having a female boss?
No. So I've had great male and female bosses that have been fine, but I've also had really bad female and male bosses. So I think it's more about the person and their personality more than whether they're male or female.
Good call, Batesy. Okay.
That was a really good answer, Dan.
Very diplomatic.
You just exposed Alice.
Yeah, damn it.
A little bit.
Catherine?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think you've got to back in the female or the male being a boss. If they're, you know, flexible and, you know, manage you as an individual, you know, it doesn't matter
doesn't
if they're
matter.
What the gender is, if they're male or female.
All right.
Had both, loved both, loved having both. We had a great female boss here.
Yep.
We had Keith Thomas. He was, you know, ran.
The port CEO.
Yeah. And
was
he was absolutely was he? Fantastic.
Okay.
Now we have James. You're good, James.
Hang on. She wants to get a she wants to get her reference written. As she when do you leave? What day do you leave?
Today.
So you're after
today.
A good reference, aren't you?
Exactly.
Oh, this is sad, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Bloody hell, Catherine. We're going to miss you.
I know. I'll miss you.
Very sad.
Can you
all
ring
right.
In for the angels?
Hey, and Angels, our favourite jeweller, Karen's of Hyde Park, for all your jewellery needs. Thanks once again to Karen's and thanks, Angels.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We've got a big half an hour coming up. Mick Woo! Malloy, the Mayor of Richmond, is going to join us. Dits. He'll be up and about. And you did interview my kids down at Adelaide Oval. Well, we recorded my kids at Adelaide Oval yesterday. We're going to replay that next.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
There's a fair bit of footy goss, and not just goss, Roo, these are actual facts, aren't they, floating around?
Yeah, Andrew Jarman dropped that Jack Watts was in Adelaide yesterday. Yep. He thought he was at West Lakes. The mail is that he was at Port Adelaide, did so. Port Adelaide sniffing out Melbourne's Jack Watts, former number one draft pick.
So him to play up forward next to Charlie Dixon.
Yep.
We've got that young Todd Marshall, obviously, who's the centre half forward of the future.
Yep, and looked like losing Jackson Trengove. So just trying to shore up your big man stocks there a little bit.
Hypothetically, he's there. Do you see that working?
Yeah, potentially.
Yep.
Yeah, could for sure. He's pretty talented. There's no doubt about that. He went at number one. He's played some really good games for Melbourne, but he's also played some ordinary games. But you've got to do your research, and Port Adelaide are doing that. They've spoke to him. There's big mail on Motlop that. They've spoke to him, and some even saying that deal's across the line. Don't know if that's right or not. They've spoken to Tom Rockliffe, another midfielder from Brisbane. The mail is that they are 50-50 chance of getting him, and they're splitting that with Carlton, who are into him as well. Carlton have got up to four players going to go to them in the trade period, so they are really trying to boost up their players that are already mature to try and get themselves up the ladder a little bit. So big news there from Carlton and for Port Adelaide. But the big mail yesterday that no one saw coming was a bombshell that Luke Hodge might come out of retirement very quickly, go and play a year for the Brisbane Lions, be an on-field leader, be an on-field coach, then take up a coaching role the year after, nurture a very young list. His great mate and coach up there now is Chris Fagan, who was at Hawthorn. It'll be a big move for Hodgie to do that.
Could you see that working? He struggled at the end of the season, didn't he?
Not really. His form was pretty good. He's definitely slowed down, Dits. He wouldn't be playing all the games.
He
wouldn't travel too much.
The night against the Crows at the Adelaide Oval, I think, was a Thursday night game. And, okay, it's only one game in the season, but he was. Remember when you absolutely thrashed them? Port Adelaide.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. Port Adelaide night game at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, they were horrible.
He had
night.
A stinker.
Yeah, they all did. Didn't they? Gibson and those older defenders. And that's the potential risk of going to a poor side and playing. If he goes to a poor side like Brisbane, where the ball's coming down with no pressure, he'll get he could potentially look bad. If he played in a good side for a year, Dits, where the ball's coming down with plenty of pressure on, it's so much easier.
All right, let's have a listen to him.
Well, it hasn't been an offer. There's been a discussion. It's more so we're sort of in a situation where he knew I was still passionate about playing footy. But I guess the main thing is we've got to make a few decisions on what's best for the family as well. So there's still a lot of water going under the bridge. I've got to obviously speak to Loz's family and see what's the best thing for us. I guess it's a decision not going to rush into. We've had a couple of chats with Fage and that, and as I said, it's I think both parties interested.
So what I find interesting out of this is that he didn't want to retire. So this is another one where Alistair Clarkson gone to a senior player.
Maybe.
Well, hang on. He just said, I still want to play.
Well, he's got passion, didn't he? He said he's still got passion.
Whereas I thought he'd decided that, time's come, 16 seasons. So clearly, Clarko doesn't mess around. It doesn't matter who you are. If he tells you your time's up, that's it.
Interesting stuff. We'll keep an eye on that one over the next few days as well. Ditsy had a bit of info on Hugh Greenwood. Might be struggling with a calf. I thought he trained okay yesterday. Did have the leotards on, which you weren't happy about at training. There's talk of Wayne Miller coming into consideration. We know that Mitch McGovern didn't get up. So plenty of footy news.
Stevie J to coach at Sydney.
Yeah,
so,
good call.
He's gone across from GWS to join the coaching panel at the Swans.
Yep, good get for them.
Yeah, plenty of footy news around the place. It's all thanks to Distinctive Homes here at Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7. Triple M.
Drew, so many people are taking off today and tomorrow to drive to Melbourne.
Including you and Timmy Vince and Alice the Wag. They're all driving over. There are thousands of people going to drive over the next couple of days. So we want to make sure everyone gets there safely.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The manager of road safety at Mac, and talk about live and breathe your job. He's on the road to Melbourne right now. We're talking Matt
Hansen. I hope he's on the hands
free. Yes. Matt, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Roo Dits.
Whereabouts are you?
I haven't left yet.
Oh, sorry, we thought you were on the road.
No, you've got me at a good time. I'm about 15 minutes.
All right. Now, from past experience, what's the police presence going to be like, do you think, today, tomorrow and over the weekend? Do they really ramp it up or is it just the same as usual?
No, we know that police will have a significant presence. They've been pretty open, though, in saying they're not out there to find you. They're just out there to have a presence to make sure that you stay safe because it's attitude, it's the behaviour that you undertake. Every choice has a consequence. So they just want to make sure by being there that people sort of just think twice about something being silly. And, this is an exciting time. So it's about making the drive part of the fun.
Matt, the chore. The Victorian police, they've spoken. Have a listen to this.
I've instructed the Highway Patrol, if there is an Adelaide Crows fan hanging out the window, that vehicle needs to be impounded. It is a fair walk from Horsham.
There you go. They're all over us.
Yeah, they're having a bit of fun as well.
And that's the way it should be. This is going to be a great weekend. And so it's about making sure you have a good time. Stop in the towns when you're on your way. Every town along the way sort of talked about putting the welcoming mat out. So get in, grab a pie, grab a Coke, get back in the car, have your breaks. Mm. Take your time. It's what we want to do is get there safe, but also, you want to be able to get home safe and celebrate as well.
Now, Matt, this might be a bit of a tough question, but when you're on a long trip like this, have we got any data with an organisation like yours at Mac about cruise control? Is cruise control a good thing? Is it a dangerous thing? Do we tend to, be inattentive? Do we nod off? Do we get a bit lazy if we've got cruise control on? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, you can start to become lazy and just what you want to be doing is retaining control of that car. So make sure you set it. If you're going to be setting it, take it off every now and again just to keep yourself fresh. But the big one is fatigue. Fatigue is the killer that people don't see coming. And so when you're feeling tired, when your eyes are starting to get sore, it's too late. So we want to make sure people stop before they start to feel like that. So space it out, add that extra couple of hours to the trip, stop in the towns. Like fatigue is the one that you think you can push through to the next town. It's only 20 minutes. I'll get there. I'll be all right. But that's where we find that the trouble starts to occur.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Matt, thanks so much for joining us, mate, and good luck with your drive over there as well.
Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. There you go. That is Matt Hanton. He's a manager of road safety at Mac. I'm serious. I wonder about cruise control sometimes.
Yeah,
you
keep
it on for long periods, you get a bit lazy, I reckon.
Yeah, you could. I can understand that.
Whereas when you haven't got it on, you've got to concentrate the whole time.
Yep. Turn the music up a little bit to keep an eye on the driver and your mate in the car and have a bit of fun on the way
I'm interested to know too, Roo, with your trip to Melbourne, when you leave Adelaide and you get to Mildura, where's your next stop after Mildura? Where do you go then?
Just straight there.
Straight there.
Just don't stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Hey, don't laugh, mate.
Oh, God.
Mildura is a great town. You want to head there?
No, I agree. About 300K in the wrong direction.
Come on, mate.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single story display home in the state. Distinctivehomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.